All right, good morning, everybody. Wanted to read something I thought was really good from Kevin's assignment. He says, I'd like to start some of my assignments by defining the focus word or heading of the lesson. And this time he says he's going to start by making comparison of complacency versus laziness. And then he gives a definition, but I wanted to read this. Complacency, though, is thinking you've got it covered when you don't. It's dangerous. And isn't that what complacency is? So when we think we got it from here, I can do this, I don't need anybody's help anymore, almost is kind of where we can go with that. And it just kind of kept turning me back, and I think I shared it on at least one person's assignment I returned, Proverbs 16:20. And to me, the cure for complacency is accountability. And that's why we have professionals in our lives. That's why I work with the Reddit Corp. That's why I have people, who look over the books, who look over the numbers, who look over everything. And that's why we have weekly phone calls. We call them CPR reports. We go over the numbers because that accountability can shake us out of complacency very quickly. But when we allow those to slide, like not showing up for our CPR report, that's one good way to allow your company to slide downhill really fast, because that's just complacent. You're being complacent when you don't show up to your CPR report. But it says Proverbs 16:20, whoever heeds instruction will find success. That's the cure for complacency. Taking heed, heeding instruction, listening to those God puts around you. And it says, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. So let's pray this morning as we go in to this time, the redemption and the yield. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. Thank you for the many people who sent in assignments this week, and I got a few more to answer and reply to, but we do thank you for the much diligence of everyone really to work and to respond. I know none of us want to be complacent, but Lord, it is truly the devil's tool, and we allow it to come in. And we pray for Patrick this morning on the redemption and the yield. Pray you to cover him, keep him, strengthen him for this morning and this time as he shares what you have been teaching him, Lord, in his life in these 50 chapters. We thank you for this morning. We commit our time to you. We do pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. At one point, Patrick said this morning, here we go. At one point this morning, Patrick said, what is the yield? I do get it. I do get what the Bible's teaching me, and yet I get better if I stay the course because I learn more, I grow more. I know, the world likes to tell us that, so what is heaven? A harp, a cloud, and a harp? I don't want to go there. What? I mean, that sounds boring. Well, if you read the scriptures and you study and you learn, it's going to be an awesome place. Believe it or not, just like we got to get up and go to work this morning, we're going to be going to work. There's going to be a lot to do and a lot more to learn and a lot more to grow in. And we're going to continue to learn and grow day in and day out. When he was closing there, it just made me think of one scripture I just want to read this morning also is, there's a time coming, says in 2 Timothy 4, there's a time coming when people will not endure sound teaching. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. So isn't that just kind of what we see so much around us? And that's what scripture does. What does scripture do? It crosses us. It puts a line in the road in our lives. At least for me, it does. Where you gotta kind of go, nope, I guess, I don't want a teacher just to suit my own passions. And it keeps us from that. Because what happens, and we'll turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. And that's what we, if we stay the course, we stay in the book, we stay in the word, we want, not only do we get better and stay better, we don't fall all kinds of crazy stories and myths and things. We're able to discern. The word of God grants you discernment. The Lord does through his word. He grants us discernment to understand what's going on around us, which is awesome. All right, let's get back to work today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this morning, and we do thank you for this chapter of the redemption and the yield. If we can, you know, if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in our hearts that the God of heaven who created this place raised him out from among the dead, you shall be saved. And Lord, we thank you for a scripture that we can really put our hope in. We can put our hope, we can put our faith right there. Because faith, Lord, that has to be pushed and exercised in the correct direction. And we thank you for the opportunity to exercise faith in you today. We thank you for this morning as we get back to work. We got things to do. We thank you that we have things to do today, Lord, that we really do. We thank you that we get to go to work. We get to produce, deliver, collect all these things that we just take for granted. May we really see them. That this is, it's a gift today to get up, to go out, produce, deliver, and collect, and lead, teach, and inspire our troops. We thank you for this morning. We give this time to you and our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And we need to sing a song, Pat.